Well, it's definitely brought it to another level, you know, because the activities that they are now calling terrorist activities have been going on for years. And I think what it is that these officials, they're sort of like, the mentality of them is sort of like parents. And when they see things happening, initially they'll look at it and say, you know, maybe this is just a phase, you know, it'll pass on, it'll die out, so let's not make a big deal of this right now. I mean, you don't tolerate it, you know, you deal with it a little bit, but let's not make a big deal out of it. But as the activity of, you know, people that really understand how serious, you know, what's going on is in our environment started escalating, you know, when their activities start escalating and became more consistent and didn't go away, wasn't just a phase that some people were going through, I think the government just started taking it a little more serious and, you know, just decided, okay, we're going to have to really do something about this. We're going to have to come down on these people and let them know we're not tolerating this. You know, no matter what they say or do, we're coming at these people. And when I say the government, I don't mean that it's just coming from elected officials, even like George Bush. He ain't nothing but a flunky and errand boy for industry, you know, and the same goes with all so-called heads of countries and stuff. They take orders from industry, you know. Those rich industrialists pull the strings and make the decisions for the entire world. And I think they're, you know, getting a little bothered by the seriousness of the activities that have been going on. And I think they're telling these politicians, look, you better get this under control. You better rein this in, you know. And I think that's why they're starting to call them eco-terrorists and coming down on them with these ridiculously harsh sentences. They're trying to set an example. They're trying to put an end to this. But people need to just be strong, and people need to support those that are engaged in these activities, because if it's interpreted that these people are basically out there on their own, and you know, once they get arrested or something, like, you know, there's really no support network for them or anything, they're doomed. They're going to keep coming down, you know, on them and others that engage in activity. And it's not right anyway. I mean, when people take a strong stand and do serious actions, it's not for them, per se. You know, it's for life. It's for all of us. And they deserve our support. And how can we expect people to take strong positions if they see that if they get arrested, if they get captured or whatever, that, you know, that's it, nobody cares about them, nobody supports them, people don't even know about them or whatever. I mean, how can you expect people to take a stand like that? It is our obligation to support our freedom fighters, our political prisoners. It's our obligation, whether they're animal liberationists, you know, whether they're people fighting for the environment, you know, for children's rights or against police brutality, whatever, you know. We need to support them. It ain't necessary for everybody to be frontline soldiers, but it is necessary for all of us to support those frontline soldiers.